This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your attention, but I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness, and
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping, seizures,
serious
skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Okay, so, yes, I'm back, barely for a day and a half, and I texted my buddy, Carol Alt, I did, because she was going to L.A. the same day I was flying home, and because it was funny. She has two rescue cats, and she's having a little snifflies, and she's wondering, hey, you know, I'm trying to adjust my cat, the cat's food, and they're figuring out what's going on here. I don't normally have allergies. I don't know. So I bring her back from my lecture. I don't think I told you this, Superdon. I bring her back from my lecture, the silver hydrosol, the vertical spray. It goes into the nose. And lo and behold, I said, well, this is what I do. Spray it up. It's like, oh my gosh, what's going on? It's like the next morning, she's like, Robert, this is awesome. I think I remember, Carol, I told you about this years ago, but you know how it is. You forget things unless you're, you know, repetitive. You repeat is my point here. It's just one of those reminders that if I ever get bored with saying something over and over again, and I think we do it occasionally, Super Don, just remind me that people do need to hear things multiple times. You know, it's just,
well,
it's
and
just
there's always new people coming along that haven't heard it, so we don't want to make sure we don't leave them in the dark,
yeah.
Right?
No, I got to ease up on myself because sometimes like, don't you say that enough? Well, apparently not. And so I texted Carol, how you doing out there in the West? Sending my loves, hope all is going well. And she sent back, I've already sold 12 bottles of your silver. Just everybody around her is learning it. She's so excited, so it was funny. She, not literally, because she's not selling silver. FDA, just in case. Don't go after Carol Alt. She's telling people that she's having a great success with it. So I find that funny and wonderful and heartwarming, because we know what the stuff we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show does. It works. And that's why you put it to the test, you find out that it does, and you call back and contact and say, Robert, it works, you're telling the truth, what's going on? We might have a few more of those semi-I-told-you-sos, just warning Daniel to run away when I play it, just in case I do. I'm not sure. But everybody, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell here, Super Don there. We got musical board ops tonight, so we'll see who's on when we need them. But glad you're here. Go to robertscottbell.com and join in on the healing revelry. First up, let's go to Australia, shall we? Do you do a good Australian accent, Super D, or is it just me that does a horrible
accent? I don't do an anything accent. I refuse to do accents.
No, you won't do accents.
I'm sorry.
Accents. Liam, why? Why did you leave? I can joke with Liam now. He's not here, but he's here. His presence is here. Because right. We have all the accents we want. And he would take an accent and turn it into something beyond whatever anybody would do with it. And I could just hear him now playing this. Half of all Australians say they won't, that is, will not, contraction, won't be getting vaccinated against the flu and the two deadly myths that are responsible. This is coming out of the dailymail.uk.co. So this is really upsetting to the medical establishment because, you know, in Australia, they've really cracked down on anybody who speaks untoward on vaccination. right? They gone after the vaccine information, whatever that group was. I forget they had to change the name to the National Vaccine something. Or, something to make it not sound like it's pro, and then you get in there and you find out you're actually getting real information about the danger of vaccines. So they've clamped down. Remember they banned Dr. Sherry Tenpenny from going on vacation to Australia because they were afraid that she might convince somebody that vaccines are not manna from heaven, right? The Australian government. I think the wife of the president down there or prime minister has probably got some, I don't know, maybe some kickbacks going on. Big Pharma's known to do that. It's not unusual. It's not unusual to be duped by vaccine makers. You know that.
See, you just put an earworm. Thank you so much. I will have that song. I will be whistling that song all day now.
Well, it was worthwhile because we've got to drive this point home. There are people in Australia that are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. They get it, and they're Gen Xers. Yay for our generation, Super Don. Finally, we're not getting blamed for everything. And in this case, this finder.com.au survey took the opinion of 2,003 adults, half of them not planning to get the shot, okay? Which means what? 9 million people are not going to get the shot. 9 million smart Aussies. And let's see, it says Gen Xers were the most suspicious. Yes! Yes! Good! Good on you, mate! The Gen Xers are the most suspicious of the vaccine. Only 18%. Oh, I should say this. 18% thinking it doesn't work, while only 10% of younger people subscribe to their view. So, again, the younger they get, they're not there yet. But the baby boomers, I guess that would be our parents for the most part, or are we pre-baby boomer parents? Most proactive, 72% planning on getting the shot. 39% of Generation Y. So, we have an interesting, this is one of those generational stories that's rather interesting because we know that baby boomers bought the lie of better living through modern chemistry of the 20th century. Everything doctors said, golden. Antibiotics, golden, no problem. Drugs, awesome. Synthetic, tang to the moon, breast milk substitute, yes, all of it, give it all, give it all. And then Gen X comes along and we get hammered, at least some of us, the canaries of the Gen X generation. And we start learning to be cynical and skeptical of government. Not all, but apparently in Australia, enough of them going, you know what, we're not doing that flu shot. Which is good news. But the baby boomers still bending over and taking it. You basically gave up on your own connection to the source of all sources and you substituted it with government. Or government-sanctioned scientists who then became demigods, replacing the priests and the rabbis and the whatevers of old. Because you lost faith in your old religion. Maybe not totally. Maybe you still go to worship on Sunday or Saturday, but the rest of the week you worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, down under, inclusive, baby boomers. Still, as evidenced by this survey. So, what are these so-called myths, the two deadly myths they don't want you to pay attention to? Let's see. The two biggest reasons that half of Australians refusing to get the flu shots have been revealed in a national survey. Let's see. The biggest reasons those surveyed for avoiding the flu jab, they say, is believing that it makes you sick or that it actually doesn't work. That's a... Myth? Oh, myth? That's not a myth. That's actually factual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, the Daily Mail did not get the memo. People who get the flu shot get sick. Whether you call it the flu or not, flu-like symptoms, sometimes worse than the actual flu, they get sick. They know it. People have known it. And then they go, I'm not doing that anymore. Hooray! Australian Gen Xers, you figured it out. Welcome. Welcome to the healing party. What about that actually doesn't work? Well, Gen Xers who are not doctors or scientists or PhD researchers. Are you onto something? With or without the knowledge that you are been granted by those who give you dull degrees? Well, yeah. If you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, for years we've been covering it. Vaccines maybe work 5% of the time, 10, 15% if you're lucky. This is completely ignoring the fact that 95% of all flu cases apparently are not even influenza, which we've covered here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Shh, don't pay attention to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You might start thinking for yourself. And the Aussies of Generation X I love you. Good job. And I hope it expands to other aspects of the government, medical, military complex. Except if you're not strong enough in these perspectives that you have shared in this survey down under, because they're going to, like I said, that's the teaser point for next year's North American flu season. What's going to happen down under? They're going to go, it'll happen here. Let's find out. Or you guys might be spared. Spared what, you might ask? The universal flu shot. The universal flu shot's coming! I told you. They keep saying, no, it's years away, Robert. You're wrong. It's years away. Years away. It's just not going to... But then again, they've been eating their own. They've been sacrificing their own. They've been attacking their own by saying the flu shot doesn't work. In every mainstream media, in the publications, they're going, we admit it. It don't work. It's still the best thing we got. Still want you to get your flu shot. If you get it, even if you get the flu, it'll be less severe. Based on no science, ever. They'll say it. But the universal flu shot's coming. Washington Times reporting experimental universal flu vaccine begins phase two, second phase of testing in the United States. It's only a matter of time, Super Don. I'm suspicious, but I may be right again. Look out this fall.
Well, you know, you've got a habit of doing that. It's just so frustrating. Right?
It is, isn't it? What am I going to do? You know, I blame Bob Marley. I'm wearing my Bob Marley t-shirt tonight. Go, Bob. Because we got a hemp update. We got Josh Hendricks on today, so got to do a little hemp update. They said there's a clinical trial taking place at four sites around the United States for this universal shot. Universal flu shot! Hooray! We're all saved! My voice gets really high because I get so frightened. The flu's coming. But we got the universal flu shot! See? If you're going to get it, men, you might as well hand them your pair right now. You've got none. Stand up against this pharmaceutical tyranny. Brought to you by the CDC and the World Health Organization. Or is that Merck? And GSK, I wonder. Six previous clinical trials with a total of 698 participants in Israel and Europe established that the so-called M-001-001, license to kill, was safe. Well-tolerated and produced an immune response to a broad range of influenza strains. Yeah, I believe them. You believe them? According to the statement by the organization that would never lie, the National Institutes of, Health. And they're actually claiming that they're doing a placebo-controlled trial. I really want to know, because for the mainstream medical journalists, they don't seem to know what a placebo is. They don't. If you have the adjuvant, the aggravating antagonist to your immune system in the placebo, it's not a placebo. And that's typically what they have done in the past. Let's find out. We'll dig deeper into this, because I got Super Don on my side, and he's super for a reason. And he shows up for work on time, every time, except that one time. Like that one time I was boring everybody to tears doing a show on homeopathy. I might have to mention a remedy when we come back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got Josh Hendricks coming up this hour. We'll get a hemp update, Ninth Circuit Court. What did it rule? What does it mean for CBD and hemp-derived CBD? We're going to find out from Josh. Also, Total Health, totally, man. Hey, you Canadians, I'm coming to see you. I'm going to be up there with the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, Paul Barichero from Echo Water, Dr. Tony Jimenez. Awesome, Dr. Tony. We love Dr. Tony. And Dell Bigtree, at the very least. That's just some of who's going to be up there. Jeffrey Smith! And I want to see you Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this weekend, if you're listening live in Toronto. Okay? And we've got Magda Havas, a PhD. We're going to talk breast cancer next hour. Any ladies out there, or men, for that matter, concerned about breast cancer, we'll get to the bottom of it in during the show today. But first, let's see. We've got to talk about the male issue, a prostate issue. And it's as if they're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show once again. You know, I could have played, "Yeah, I told you so." Prostate cancer screening. The recommendations have just been rolled back by a U.S. task force. Now, how well they've been listening to me, I don't know. We're going to find out as we go through this CNN article in this segment. Because it's a partial victory. Partial. Because if they were honest and truthful about the reporting on prostate cancer screening, they'd say the PSA test is absolutely worthless. Men, save your money. Women, you can go get your PSA checked. You'll check something because it's not specific to the prostate. The antigen, not specific to the prostate. Why don't they call it an NPSA test? Not prostate-specific antigen. Men between the ages of 55 and 69, particularly those at high risk for prostate cancer, should talk to their physicians about the pros and cons of prostate cancer screening. So it's not go to the doctor and ask for a PSA test. It's like, no, go to the doctor to ask if you should get a PSA test. Huh? What is that? That's rolling it back? Yeah, because we're not actually telling you to get one. We just want you to go to your doctor so your doctor can tell you whether to get one or not. Shouldn't that always have been the case? If you're into doctors, I guess. The guidelines, new ones pushed in the journal JAMA, from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. It's always about public health, remember, not your health or my health. They're talking about screenings, risk involved, additional testing. They're acknowledging basically what I've said for years here. The most dangerous thing you can have is really good medical insurance because it'll cover all of these tests. Oh, you won't have to pay. Maybe a $5 copay. We got you. We got you covered. Your PSA is high, Mr. Smith. Let's get in there and do some kind of strange procedure to it. Let's radiate it. Let's throw you some chemo. Hey, how about if we surgically alter it? Let's make you more of a woman than you already are. You know, stop going to doctors for this stuff. The PSA test is bogus.
Then you already are? What? Isn't that a bit presumptuous?
Well, if they're going to the doctor, they're already wimps and wussies about prostate reality.
So don't be a girly man.
Stop being a girly man. Stand up. Listen, men, I know you're better about this than women. Not to, you know, here, let's ramp up the battle of the sexes. Why not? It's a Tuesday. Let's do that. Women, all too vulnerable to authoritarian doctors of the OBGYN variety. Willing to give up on their lady bits for fear of potential cancer. Cancer cells evidence. Hey, let's get in there and remove those ovaries while we're at it. Let's take out the uterus too. Or maybe it's the breast. We got a breast cancer discussion a little later. And men are like maybe a little more reluctant to release their prostate to surgery. But the more you learn about how slow prostate cancer really is, the more you realize if you do nothing, you will outlive the prostate cancer. You'll die of something else. Less profitable for the doctors, of course. And I think this is why they're having to roll back the so-called PSA test mandates, theoretical mandates, because they're realizing the more research is published, the more they find that more men are harmed if they take the PSA test and are wrongly diagnosed with prostate cancer that they don't even have, right? Because the prostate-specific antigen is not specific to the prostate. Have I said that too many times already? Remember, I talked about repetition. I want this to become clear to you men and the women who love them, or the men who love them. Please, stop it. Folks, if you want to know what to do for your prostate, selenium. 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 Also, the homeopathic form of salt palmetto is sabal. We want to detoxify the liver. We do. And start eating more organically. Okay? Men, you can do this. I have faith, especially if you're Gen Xers.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com. Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, I wonder what the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is smoking. It's probably not good with their ruling, but maybe it doesn't mean what we think it means, but it does mean that it's time for one of these. All right, joining us now, all the way from San Diego, California, it is Josh Hendricks, and he's here to give us an update on what happened with the Ninth Circuit and their ruling, and what does it mean, if anything, to hemp-derived CBD or CBD-derived hemp, however you want to say it, because we've been covering it, and the folks out there want to make sure they still have access to it, Josh.
And hemp extracts, hemp-derived CBD are hemp products, obviously. So I think it actually made hemp permanently legal and will hopefully definitely help us pass the Hemp Farming Act, which will, you know, then we won't have any more issues federally, at least.
So what is it, because the mainstream media never gets it wrong, how is it that they came to the exact opposite conclusion off this Ninth Circuit court rule? I mean, what is it? How are they twisting it and interpreting it to mean that, oh my gosh, they're coming after your CBD?
Well, it's because of the word extract and marijuana, right? I remember when Bob Hoban was on your show, he gave that example of, if I could get sugar from a marijuana leaf, that sugar is still illegal because it came from a controlled substance. But if I can get it from a legal source, then it's legal. So you can get CBD from other things too, hops, for instance. You know, do you think that the government thinks that's illegal? No, because nowhere in the government, nowhere in the Controlled Substance Act is CBD illegal. So, you know, they actually basically reaffirmed the 2014 Farm Bill and basically, you know, essentially said, look, the marijuana, they basically said what the DEA was saying, which was, we were just defending marijuana extract. It's a thing that's legally tendered now, and we needed to have a number for it. And a hemp extract wouldn't fall into that because hemp's not marijuana due to the bills that have passed historically.
All right, folks, everybody breathe a deep sigh of relief. Okay, everybody, your CBD oil is safe. When we say get it at pluscbdoil.com, it's only if you can't get it at a local health food store. I hope you can. And we still do have a discount code for you available, RSV15. And I'm just holding up some of the oil, the balm, the topical. We take the internal everywhere, and more people are benefiting by it. In fact, I've got a story next hour about anxiety. More Americans are anxious than ever before, apparently, and we're going to get into why it is that the Psychiatric Association is saying that, and what would they recommend, because it's certainly not what we would recommend. So as you interpret it, and of course we had a lot of the folks from the U.S. Hemp Roundtable. In fact, we replayed on Sunday, because I took a rare day off when I was in New York City, we replayed one of the shows we did at the NoCo Hemp Expo, because it was so chock full of amazing guests you hooked us up with, information we couldn't get anywhere else. I was just ecstatic. You saw how excited I was interviewing each person you brought to me.
Oh, yeah.
To remind folks about the depths of the knowledge behind this movement and you know, the high-powered attorneys that are really working incredibly on deep levels to, you know, not in any way screw this thing up. I was just so impressed with the knowledge of everybody that came forward. So when you have a mainstream news reporter trying to screw it up, muck it up, it's because they're the ones who are actually quite lazy. And maybe there are other agendas related to their advertisers.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned the U.S. Hemp Roundtable. I was just thinking, what a better time to plug hempsupporter.com, because anybody can go to hempsupporter.com. There's a news tab. They can read an article that I just pulled up. Basically saying exactly what I just said. I guess I've read it enough times to repeat it. But the same thing with any news story that comes out, we try to get out in front of that as a membership organization that's a 501c4 lobbying organization. We're the ones working on the Federal Hemp Farming Act. We feel like it's our duty to, you know, make sure we get the right messaging out there. And so news on everything, you know, our new friend, Chuck Schumer.
Yeah,
Chuckie, sponsoring the bill.
It's so funny because these are a lot of these people we've made fun of over the years for their absurd, you know, views on things, right? And Super Don keeps me honest, because if I say somebody's wrong all of the time, he calls me out because there's a logical fallacy somewhere in there, I'm sure, right? Even the mainstream media reports some facts, okay? And Chuckie Schumer, not my favorite guy. Admittedly, we've talked some smack about one of your buddies in there in Kentucky, the Senate Majority Leader, because on some things he's a little wacky. Now, he's not listening.
Well, that's the majority and the minority leaders.
Yeah, exactly.
See where that comes from.
So for Chuck Schumer now to come out and support this new hemp farming bill, I add to the mix of what's going on here, because you've got total establishment Republicans and now a total establishment Democrat, maybe more than him, coming together and going, you know what, we can be aligned on this. What's happening?
It's almost like someone hit him in the head with a common sense stick, isn't it?
There was cannabis in that stick.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, you know, I always say right at the right place, right time. For sure, the professionalism and the lobbying that we've done for the past 4 years has gone a long way. New York has a lot of a very big interest in hemp. And I think, you know, that's where he resides, and those are where his constituents are. And so, hey, I used to use the example of Ron Wyden from Oregon and Mitch McConnell not agreeing on anything. You think Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell agree on stuff? Like, ever. There's the picture of them in the, I think it was the Wall Street Journal, shaking hands and kind of, you know, half hugging and smiling. I was like, someone print that out. Like, give me a copy of that so I can frame it. And he'll never see that again. And that's, you know, hemp is such a common sense, nonpartisan issue. I mean, you don't have to be a Democrat or Republican to know that farmers need a new crop. It's going to create new jobs. And it's going to create new retail products like Plus CBD oil or hemp foods or hemp insulation for your homes and all this stuff. It's going to create a better economy. So it's a win-win-win across the board. And these guys are finally saying, okay, this has to be silly. We just didn't know because we were so worried about marijuana.
Mm-hmm. Well, making that distinction has been very important for this industry to leap out. Certainly ahead or beyond the curve, as we've talked about here as well, the movement for legalization, or, well, you know, it's lawful, but legalization of hemp and cannabis in all of its forms. And some states have done that already, and that's the 10th Amendment inactivity. But in many ways, there are people that are pushing for uniformity, regulations make regular across the land by going, you know what, roll back the prohibitions, which are based on international treaties, which was, again, one of the most exciting interviews I had, which was with the attorney. I forget which one was it that actually went to the UN treaty. I was so excited when that
happened. Bob Hoban.
Bob Hoban, yeah, fantastic. I mean, when they know it to that level, they really have something that they're not tilting at windmills anymore, because they understand what's behind the prohibition, why the federal government, despite all of the evidence of the contrary, including their patent on the use of cannabinoids for you know, reversing disease, it doesn't make sense until you look at it that way. So where are we at in terms of bringing this Senate bill to the floor, to the House, for a vote? And ultimately, hopefully, President Trump's signature.
Well, I think what's going to happen, which may be the reason our friend came out in support of this, Mr. Schumer, but I think you're going to see it probably try to get attached to the farm bill. Mm. And the farm bill, the issue that the Democrats would have with the farm bill is the Republicans want a work requirement for food stamps. The Democrats don't want that. So, no, you know, Democrats are saying nobody's going to vote for the farm bill, but I think if it passes, you know, you heard it here first. If it passes, it passed because of hemp.
Mm-hmm.
The entire farm bill, that'll be the thing that gets the 13 or 14 Democrats in the House to the votes that they need to pass it. And hemp will be a big, big part of that. You know, they'll concede on the work requirements for that because they're so that into hemp.
We've got
big supporters in Colorado and different places to help try to get those numbers. So the Senate can, you know, the Senate can pass with no problem, probably as a standalone, as much support as it's getting. The House is the problem with this, and it's because of the farm bill, the work requirements in that for food stamps.
It's still tragic that they can't just pass a clean hemp kind of farming bill. And just do that. But they always have to lump it together, throw it together. I know this is politics. That's the disgusting part of it. That's why we don't often cover it in that way, getting into their swampy morass. But acknowledging that the transformation that hemp is providing is on, and it's going to transform, and it already is economically benefiting the states that have, you know, fully embraced it or even partially. And eventually it will transform those states that are heavy farming states, conversion, as you know, from tobacco to cannabis and hemp. And, you know, other crops that are largely genetically engineered dependent, Roundup ready and things like that, they're actually destructive of the environment. And I think we're going to see improvements. We talked again at that NoCo Hemp Expo. You hooked me up with some amazing, even PhD-level researchers in organic agriculture talking about we're bringing information we didn't have because nobody was really growing it here in the last 70 years. So, you know, we still got a lot of catching up to do, but that could probably accelerate that across the land when it passes.
No, for sure. I mean, you know, we're in a good spot right now if your state's willing to participate, right? If your state agriculture department's willing to give farmers the opportunity to grow hemp, then you're covered right now from the ground up, right? But the commercial, the commoditization and the roadblock therein lies, you're not going to invest $10 million in a processing facility until you know the law is not going to be changed, because right now it is still pilot and research.
Right.
And as Senator McConnell said last time we were there, you know, the research study wasn't necessarily, hey, how do we grow it? That was certainly part of it. But the real research that I think everybody needed proof of was that you can do it without law enforcement getting in the way, or law enforcement causing really big, you know, issues on their end. Mm-hmm. And so proving that in Kentucky and Colorado and Oregon and North Carolina and Virginia and everywhere else, everybody started, I mean, Bob Goodlatte switched over. This Chuck Schumer in New York has switched over. They were vehemently against this because they thought it was going to be a problem with law enforcement. They thought it was going to be the camel's nose under the tent for marijuana. You know, and it's not. It's just simply not. And again, you know, it's good for the farmer, good for the economy, all the way down through the product line, et cetera. You start to say, okay, this is a common sense issue, and it just moves the needle.
Well, yeah, Josh Hendricks, you're bringing common sense to the equation so well. Folks, the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, go to hempsupporter.com. We actually have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If anybody's trying to tell you, ooh, that CBD, even if it's from hemp, it's illegal, see the Ninth Circuit? Hey, buddy, you got another thing coming. Read the article. And we have it at hempsupporter.com. Come on over, robertscottbell.com. Check out CBD Sciences plus CBDOil.com. Josh Hendricks, hemp rock star. Thank you, my buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, we'll talk to him some more later. We'll be right back.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-5000. 425-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Upcoming events are in the show notes, as they always are. Go to robertscottbell.com. You'll see them there. Just open any of the 6 days a week that we're on the air. There are notes. You can click on, hey, today's radio show has got a long title, lots of stuff trying to give you some indications of where we may be going or where we've actually gone. And if you scroll down, once you open those notes, you will go down and down and down, and you'll see more upcoming RSB events. Again, this weekend, Total Health in Canada. We've got the Best Answer for Cancer coming up May 17th in Orlando. And we've got the 10th annual, that's part of the Best Answer for Cancer. We've got Treating Cancer with Cannabis, June the 3rd in Detroit. United States Health Freedom Congress, June 10, 11, 12. And Bring Your Teenagers, Your Health Freedom Warriors of the Next Generation. As well as the big Food as Medicine in Curacao. I call it a summit. It's a retreat. It's a healing week. It's an education retreat. August 5th through the 11th in Curacao. Former Netherlands protectorate. It's awesome. It's beautiful. Some of the most beautiful beaches I've seen on planet Earth are there. And use code RB0700 when you sign up. Get a discount. Okay. Now, ladies, if you're preparing to give birth to a child, even if you're not pregnant, prenatal nutrition, very important. Very, very important. And when you read the headlines from the medical reports, you might want to, just like we see headlines on, you know, hemp being illegal, right? It's absolutely the opposite is true. Similar to this story here. Because if this story is true, when you pick up your prenatal vitamins, the newest ingredient will say, now with Prozac. I'm not kidding you. Not because you're depressed, or you might become depressed after due to post, well, what do they call that? Depression? I don't want to say postpartum. postpartum. Thank you.
Postpartum.
That's not good. But you know,
that's rather dark. Yeah.
It is dark. But then this is a dark story because the medical authorities are trying to convince you that you need SSRIs for the brains of your children yet to be born. I'm not kidding. That's what they're saying. Children who were exposed to antidepressants in the womb may score higher on certain tests of mental abilities at the age of 12. A small preliminary study suggests 51 kids in this research, they analyzed them and they found that they had higher tests of executive function, right? Because you want your kid to be a pharmaceutical executive one day. So based on this, they're saying, you know what? SSRIs are now the new deficiency in children. You want smarter kids to counteract all the fluoride we're putting in your water, the heavy metals in the injections that we're giving them? Just add an SSRI to your prenatal. You don't like the price of Prozac? How about Zoloft? Little Xanax on this one? The X? Oh, yeah, the Flintstones now with Xanax. The last paragraph, of course, completely reverses the entire article and headline that they want you to ask your doctor if SSRIs are right for your prenatal vitamin. While the new findings sound like positive news for kids who are exposed to SSRIs, it's not really clear what to make of them. For one, Murrah said, the researcher, yeah, the study is too small to draw firm conclusions. Oh, really? The headline screamed, take SSRIs to have smarter kids. And then the last sentence, well, it's really too small to make any conclusions of any kind whatsoever. Never mind that. Just read the headline, as they pretty much anticipate that that's all you'll be doing. Super Don, this is not an Onion article. You did not make this up.
No. I had to read it when you look at the headline. Like you said, the headline, antidepressants in pregnancy tied to smarter kids. I mean, that is, if we want to bring up the term fake news, this is fake news because even the researchers themselves that authored the paper and led the research say, well, you know, we really don't know. We're not sure what to make of the results. It was kind of small, only a few kids. So, you know, the headline should say, in small, insignificant, probably flawed study, you know, or something like that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if they were going to be 100% accurate. So,
by the way,
whatever.
If you want smarter kids, eat more fat. Essential fats, saturated fats, healthy fats, they're all healthy when they're not toxic, of course. Get some CBD in you, Mom. Get some selenium in you. Get some chromium. My gosh, 100% whole food chromium is going to make a huge bit of difference. And silica, the mineral for brain and neurological health. Folks, SSRIs are not going to make your kids smarter. Maybe more programmable if that's what you want. You want to birth a robot? Go ahead and put SSRIs in their Flintstone vitamins. The power to heal would then not be yours, but it is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.